Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's get to headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Miami Heat, winners last night over the Chicago Bulls. Very pleased with yourself. 109-90. Tyler here at 38 points. He'll take on the Atlanta Hawks tomorrow. 7 o'clock is your tip-off. Mavs won last night over the Kings, 120-106. Anthony Davis, 27 points. Klay Thompson with 23. Domantas Sabonis,
double-double.
Minus 26.
Double-double.
You know, we used to say the same thing about Hassan Whiteside all the time because he could roll out of bed and get you 11 rebounds.
Okay, but Hassan Whiteside, fourth best center in Heat history.
Great. You act like Domantas Sabonis is God's gift to basketball.
Hall of Famer. You think DeMar DeRozan's a Hall of Famer? That guy's a Hall of Famer.
DeMar DeRozan's more of a Hall of Famer than Domantas Sabonis is.
No way.
Okay.
Second ballot for DeMar.
Are you serious?
Are you high as a kite?
What has DeMar ever led the league in anything?
He led the league to the number one team in the East. Multiple years. What has Domantas Sabonis done?
Ride
De'Aaron Fox's coattails?
What? Double-double machine, all NBA.
You keep saying that, double-double machine. Like, you keep getting impressed with stupid things.
Yeah, well,
he's a big. He should have 10 rebounds.
Yeah, like literally, like especially with nobody else on there. Like, what is he out there with? Keegan Murray?
Who else is
rebounding on that court? It's 9 guards.
Who else is rebounding on the Heat? Bam averaged 9 rebounds this year.
Oh, man, what a bum.
It's just like you say, oh, he's the only one on the court rebounding. Of course he's supposed to do that. You know, there's so many other cases where players aren't doing that. I don't understand why.
Bam Adebayo.
4 years
Bam
ago,
Adebayo,
man, stuffed him in a locker.
Bam Adebayo has stuffed him in a locker.
4 years ago.
Okay, dude.
He was a Pacer back then.
Dude. You sound hey. if you are comparing Bam Adebayo to Domantas Sabonis,
yeah.
You sound like a loon.
I'm not. The NBA did, and they decided Sabonis was better.
Because they're idiots.
Okay, so the NBA is idiots.
Yeah, all the time they get stuff wrong.
Not you. Just the NBA is idiots.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
It's politics.
Of course.
It's politics. It's a bunch of these losers at like the Ringer who watch it and they're like, bunch of nerds. The dude couldn't guard a chair.
Oh, God.
But you're
impressed. Why is he all NBA then?
Because they just give awards out every year. It's just stupid. Like they just get on. Why is Draymond Green the favorite for defensive player of the year when he's played like 2 good months of defense?
He's not going to win.
He probably is. He's the betting. He is. But you want to know something?
Yeah.
Dyson Daniels, Evan Mobley. They forget about
Mitchell.
They forget Davion Mitchell will not be defensive player of the year, but he probably should be on an all defensive team.
Yeah.
But no one's going to give it to him. We wonder why? Because he played for the Raptors and the Heat. It's fine. I'm not saying anybody on the Heat deserves awards this year, but even when the Heat were good and had good records, they didn't give Bam the award. They gave it to Marcus Smart because, Boston, So I am not here to hear about who gets what awards. In fact, it's so corrupt, they had to prevent voters from betting because they keep swinging betting markets based on their podcasts. So you, who, by the way, has watched like
two Kings games in your life when they play the Heat. So you're acting like, but Sabonis.
What happened the last time they played the Heat? I forgot.
They won. Good for them.
And how?
Sabonis put back. Good for him.
At the buzzer.
Yeah.
You
know who else did it?
Yeah.
Bob Carrington. Congratulations. That's who you're in the class with.
Ooh.
Bob Carrington. That's who's on the Wizards.
A couple days ago.
Happened.
Oh, yeah.
By the way. Rookie of the year, Bob Carrington.
RVA Richie, you're not funny. Leroy got a sidecar for his sandals to strap his toe in.
Wow.
The Marlins are about to get underway here.
Ooh.
We got Marlins and Diamondbacks here. And we are underway. First pitch from Edward Cabrera. Looks like a nice day there at the park.
Are they here?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, senior day.
Yeah, they're here.
They got the roof down.
They got the roof open.
Look how bright it looks.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's not that far off.
Did you see the first pitch? They did the first pitch with a robot.
I didn't see that, no.
What?
Yes.
That's cool.
And he threw it in the second deck.
All right, Cabrera, let's go. We got 0-2 here. Let's get this going. See, let's keep it on the strike zone.
I'm on.
He's gonna
fight. How you feel about the bat wagger?
I love it.
You like the bat wagger?
Oh, no,
nobody
it.
Did it like
Sheffield.
Sheffield.
I like Sheffield. I like it.
Do you realize how big that bat was? He was waving around.
Yep.
Have torpedo bats arrived?
They have arrived.
Yeah.
Only Mervis has them.
Uh-oh. Okay. Aaron Rodgers makes joins sense. Punting.
Punting.
We were just joking about that.
I can't find it. I already miss you. Punting.
He's probably retiring.
Yes.
Oh.
What? Well, you know what? You know what I love about that situation? Is that they make it sound like if he really wanted to play, he had options. And I think teams have grown tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not it, – the Jets have shown it's not worth the headache. So you have to be in a pretty bad situation to figure we can – because you can't fix it. You can't change it. He's going to be who he is.
Dade South says you have a Saboner.
I did see that. I did see that. It was just
that's a point.
Try to move past that.
Point.
That doesn't sound very
Witcher.
Sounds kind of.
Gonzalo says Sabonis is a stat patter, not a winning player.
100%.
He doesn't make winning plays.
Okay. So you mean anytime he was in Indiana, making them relevant again past that post Paul George era, that didn't matter.
He didn't make them relevant.
Totally relevant, dude.
They weren't relevant.
Everyone feared the Pacers. They're like, oh,
nobody feared the Pacers. Nobody's ever feared.
He got on first.
Literally, nobody's ever feared Domantas Sabonis. And let me tell you something right now.
Yeah.
If Bam Adebayo's last name was Adebayich, they treat him different.
Wow.
He's getting a Euro pass. He is.
I disagree.
And by the way, Bam's a better shooter than him now, too.
Oh, boy.
Is he?
He is.
Do you see this? Are you watching this?
No, I was talking to Marcos. What happened? Got stolen? Oh, yeah. That's a big leg kick.
But he got on base with a strikeout.
Oh, does he?
Because nobody chased the ball.
Well, the Marlins, their starting catcher's hurt.
So what? We have no catcher out there?
I think one of our catchers right now is Rob Brantley, who might be 45 years old. The last time he was on the Marlins was 2013. And I'm not even joking about that.
Is he? You know, he's the catching coach.
No. He's the catcher. The backup catcher, but he's the catcher right now. Liam Hicks, I think, is our catcher right now.
That would explain some things.
But Brantley might be playing today because
he might be the oldest person in the organization besides the owner.
Yep, Rob Brantley is catching today.
How old is he?
35.
That's not 45.
35.
That's
still pretty old, dude.
Huh?
So he was a Marlin, 25.
Bonus.
Was he Crash Davis? Were they better then? 2013? No, that was the post. That was the post. Made all the trades with the Blue Jays and all that.
Okay.
Punting
wasn't Samson and Luria? Didn't they own the Blue Jays?
No, they own the Expos.
The Expos.
Yeah, it was a shell game. Yep.
And then the Expos went to Washington?
Yes.
And then they started And then they got...
They got the Marlins. MLB took over the Expos. They sold the Expos to the Nationals. The Marlins got the Laurie and Sampson got the Marlins from John Henry. John Henry bought the Red Sox.
Oh. And built the
railroad.
I mean,
that's a step up, right? You go
yes.
from selling the Marlins for peanuts to buying one of the most expensive...
It is a step up. Mm. However, the Marlins won the World Series first.
Mm.
Still took the Red Sox a year.
No, he's on third.
Solana's sending me Hassan Whiteside.
No hits. He's on third.
Puerto Rican highlights.
Swole. Big.
He's really...
He plays in Puerto Rico?
He does.
He's bullying everybody over there. It really is not fair.
Well, he's ginormous. He weightlifts now.
Yeah.
And so like he's just yamming it on all 5'7" guys.
Oh my goodness.
Kick the tires on them.
He hasn't played in the NBA in 3 years.
I don't know. Well, maybe he can teach Kal-El Ware how to do it with blocks.
I don't think Spo wants him teaching Kal-El Ware.
He's older now. He's mature.
He's
not. He's dunking off.
I don't know that.
Look how jacked he is.
I know.
Swole. Big.
I know. Well, but that's what he does now. He weightlifts.
Dude.
That guy is a moose. He's a big guy.
This is crazy.
Big. Telling you.
This is crazy how big he is compared to his. Oh my God. He killed
tight end?
He killed that.
Tight end. Oh, isn't he like 7 feet? That's crazy.
Oh, a 7'1" tight end?
That's wild.
Fun.
Big.
Who's the tallest? I think the tallest football player besides Calais would be the left tackle for Baltimore. He was there. He was a guard.
Ogden or McKinney?
Ogden. McKinney
was the Vikings. I'm sorry. Did he have a Ravens stint? I felt like McKinney was on the Ravens for a second. Oh, man.
The answer is the Oakland Raiders guy from...
Fish down, 2-0.
What? On an 0-2 pitch.
Great. Pavin. Oh, yeah. I saw this guy yesterday. I was like, who the hell names their son Pavin?
2-0.
I've heard of Gavin. Hi, shi, 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 shi. But I've never heard of Pavin.
Is that a nickname?
I don't know. I don't think so. It sounds Irish. Hey, it's me, Pavin. Hi, shi, 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 shi.
Well,
that's great. Well,
not a good
start. Can I ask you a question? God. Why do you make every... Look, an 0-2 pitch, he throws
meatball.
A meatball.
What are you, throwing a batting practice there, Edward? Rob Brantley with his creaky knees.
He didn't even have to grunt.
All right, well, Marlins down 2-0 here, top of the first. Yeesh.
Oh, this guy can't catch.
What are we doing here?
He's 100.
Okay, but like, why do we even have him there?
We don't have our starting catcher.
No one can catch a ball, though.
I don't know, dude. They're kind of hard to come by. Nobody wants to do that position.
Put Mervis back there. You know what the problem is? They got to be bent down the whole time. Give him a little stool.
Well, who's used to do the Santia? Used to get on the knee.
That's the new thing, actually. Now that's become back in the that's become trendy.
Well, they do it now to hide the pitch thing.
That's become trendy again. And then,
was it Benito Santiago used to do it?
Yep.
Yeah, knee down. There you go. Care about your knees, man.
Charles Johnson didn't do that. Just catch.
Well, because he was 6'5".
I love Charles Johnson.
Like, there's
that was a catcher.
There was a 6'5" Sandy Alomar.
Yep.
Oh. Was big boy.
And who's the dude from KC? He's been there forever. Salvador Perez. Mm. He's pretty big.
Oh, no. Isn't one of the Molinas tall?
I don't think they're tall.
Molina doesn't sound like a tall name. Salvador Perez, 6'3".
Yeah, he's big. Is he also 35? Because I feel like he's been a Royal for like 12 years.
he did start his career in 2007.
34 years old.
Wow.
A little bit better career, though, than Rob Brantley.
Not better than Sabonis, though. 48 triple-doubles. Pretty good.
Cares.
68.
Wow. He's like Dollar Tree Joker. That's what he is.
40. Okay, I'll give you that. But 41% from three. Wow.
Good. Not more than Bam, though.
Yes, it is more than Bam.
How many did he hit this year? How many total?
Total.
How many total did he hit?
Total. Jeez.
He's not a good shooter.
He's got. If you want that percentage to count,
yeah,
he has to have made over 100.
Oof.
No, he has to take at least 200.
No, he didn't.
Bam, like a man, shot 200-plus threes.
He shot two. Bam did better. Bam shot 221 and made 79. Sabonis, 156 and made 65.
Coward.
That's great.
Schmeathan just goes, do they know they're on the air? It's a fair critique. Back after this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. What?
Whatever
they're singing.
Probably something Jennifer? Dirty.
What is that? Who is that?
You
that
literally is heard me Rose... in there say I have no idea what that is.
She did say that. Rose featuring Bruno Mars, APT. Apate.
Apate?
It's called APT.
Yeah, APT. Mm.
But it means something. Does anybody know?
It's a Korean drinking game.
Okay, cool.
That is often played by people in apartments in Korea.
That sounds fun.
This is Korean, and Bruno Mars hopped on it because that's
so. Is it like Korean
beer
what
pong?
Is, shot ping beer pong?
Yes. Like if they made a song that was like beer pong, beer pong, beer pong, beer pong.
I like it.
There it goes.
Otto Lopez at the dish right now. Two on. Oh no, he just struck out. Never mind. Two on, one out after Otto Lopez strikes out.
Yeah, watch this though. It's gonna be good.
What do we got coming up here? Stowers.
Yeah.
Oh, there's our section. Left field.
Oh, yeah.
Can see the bar from here, baby.
Gotta get out there.
It was Wagaman. Wagaman's next, right?
Ugh, all right.
Come on.
I was glad we got rid of that Jonah Bride.
Hey, it wasn't me.
No.
You left a little too strong for it,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that was very, this will very count. Strong.
That was a howl.
It caught me off guard.
Mm-mm. Oh, Schmeathen saying something mean about Tobin caught you off guard?
What did he say?
I can't say it. Why don't you read it for us, Leroy?
What did he say, Leroy?
Yeah, read it. I'm not saying it. Oh,
here
we go.
Leroy.
Yeah. Wagaman.
2-2. Nope.
Okay.
2-1.
2-1.
2-1 filthy.
That's right.
Men on second and third.
I like it. 2-1 filthy. Good start for the fish. They need this one. Mm. Not even facing the two best guys of the Diamondbacks. Can't lose this. Can't get swept. By the way, very interesting report.
Oh, boy.
This is from the New York Post.
Uh-oh.
Zion Williamson stalker drama has Pelicans ownership fuming with a trade possible. Really?
Wow. Oh, wait. So somebody's stalking him and they're mad? How does he feel?
Well, I can get to the details. I don't know all the details. Okay. Maybe it's because he brought upon the drama himself.
Okay.
It's possible. We don't know.
Could be that.
New York Post, and yet another disappointing season for Pelicans forward Zion Williamson. It seems the latest drama engulfing his personal life is, quote, the straw that broke the team ownership's back. That, according to a piece published on Wednesday by the NO.
What day?
Wednesday. A New Orleans-based WDSU who noted ownership was, quote, livid over Williamson's recent off-court headlines. An individual familiar with ownership's thinking, calling them out of the stroke that broke the camel's back. Dua's piece comes on the heel of a recent WSDU report, which accused a stalker romantically linked to Williamson, currently in the midst of a five-year, $197-year contract, $7 million contract extension, for allegedly assaulting a rival love interest. Too much Astron.
Too much. Too much.
What does that have to do with him?
I think that he's got too much drama off the court, Leroy.
They're fighting over him, and it's getting legal now.
You know what that's called?
But this
baby
girl,
mama like, drama.
It's one girl going after another girl. Ain't got nothing to do with him.
Yeah. Well, it does. I mean, they're both involved with him.
Also, that is the mother of his child.
Yeah,
it is the mother of his child. Akima Love, who has a child with Williamson. That's the one they're accusing of stalking.
Okay.
Which, by the way, doesn't mean she's like sitting there cutting out newspapers. She literally could be like, she knows where side piece Astron is. She went to find her at a yoga and smacked her upside the head.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm trying to get the details.
It's hitting her and egging her home.
Oh!
Yeah! No one does that anymore. Right? That's pretty good.
Eggs are expensive.
That's right.
Eggs are expensive.
Mm-hmm. Not for Leroy.
I just buy more.
He's about to buy 5 dozen.
Dude. Maybe Astron was wearing a shirt that said bonus mom. You know?
Oof.
That'll get the baby mom upset.
She is an adult film star.
That's what happened in The Pit.
Wow.
Side piece.
Really?
Wore a shirt where the doctor, they were divorced.
Yeah.
And she wore a shirt to the hospital that said bonus mom.
Oh, that's not good.
Mm.
She was not happy about
what
that.
What season are you on? Or is there only one season?
There's only one season.
One season.
How many episodes?
Much drama.
That's not worse
15.
Than, that's not worse than what you guys did.
15 what episodes. What do we do?
Birth daddy, step daddy.
Ooh.
BD.
That was Robbie's fault.
Yeah, because Robbie, for a guy who doesn't say nothing, is nervous about everything.
No. That's not fair. What happened was, we just thought that, he wanted to bring his grilling to your house, and I was like, that sounds like a grill off to me.
Sounds like a grill off.
Right,
but he forgot the chicken.
But also,
rookie move.
When you got there, did he have to ask who was winning?
That's funny.
It was better than the last time when he hit a no-hitter from me.
I mean, he asked, he goes, I said, hey, so this is Al, this is, Robbie. And Robbie sits down and goes, so who's winning? No idea. I'm like, Robbie.
Accused of threatening an unidentified love rival on social media before an alleged assault at Williamson's home in a gated community in Kenner, Louisiana.
How'd he get in? How'd she get in?
She's got his kid, dude. She probably, like, they may share custody.
Don't mean you can go in when you want.
Love fled, but was later arrested and appeared in court. She pelted the victim's property with eggs on March 17th.
Yeah, that's, you can't do that. So
obviously not. She got arrested and called a stalker.
So my question is, I get the drama, but it ain't his own doing. In most of these situations, it is the basketball player's doing that gets him in trouble. If you look at all the other guys, you know, it's them.
I think the thing with him, though, is between having the porn star drama, now he's got baby mama drama, and now she's being called a stalker.
It's life.
You know what
Listen,
sounds like
so he maybe he's had a couple of poor decisions where the people that he's
also,
been in
like
relationships
you said, he
with
doesn't play basketball.
A little crazy.
Remember, they're saying it's the straw that broke the camel's back. He's got a lot of straws.
Yeah. The main straw.
What's the main straw? And what would he use those straws for?
I mean,
how many would it take to break his back?
You know,
big back.
The straw broke the camel's back.
Leroy? What are you saying?
Zion broke the straw. I just... What is that going?
Kim?
That's not it.
You know what it sounds like to me?
What?
It sounds like he could be had on the cheapskis.
You're not on the cheapskis. He's got a contract that pays him a lot of money.
Sounds like you wouldn't need much to get him, though.
Like who? Scary Terry?
Maybe. Maybe someone who missed the team
photo. You realize how much you got to give up. Who are you giving up?
How convenient.
Scary Terry and? Honey? Pella?
No, I'm not giving up Pella.
That's still not enough money. So you're going to have to give up Dunks? You're going to have to give up?
They have liked Duncan Robinson in the past.
Oh.
Wow. You are a phony.
What? I'm just saying, you threw him out there. Why am I getting mad?
I'm just trying to.
I didn't say I was giving him up. You threw up the name, so maybe you're unbelievable. Really? That's your fellow Wolverine.
I'm just trying to match contracts.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Well, I didn't bring him up.
Now you're using him.
But I didn't bring him up.
You can't put Pella in it. You can't put Jaime in it. They don't make enough money.
Well, you can throw them in. A little sweetener. That's what a little sweetener is.
But you also got to throw somebody to make the money.
All right. Well, why'd you bring up your fellow Wolverine, dude?
It's the only person. Who else makes 20 plus million?
I don't think he makes that. How much does Zion Williamson make? What do he make, like 30? This is only his first contract. It's not like I don't think he makes like 40.
Dude. 5 years.
Does he make a bajillion dollars?
5 years, $200
million? $36 million this season.
The hell are you talking about?
39.
What about Terry and Slo-Mo?
Slo-Mo makes the mid-level of except.
Makes $9 million.
Huh?
$9 million.
Still not enough.
It is enough.
Scary Terry makes 20?
26.
Look at that.
Wow. Oh, my God. Who paid him $26
million? That's enough, right?
The Hornets and then the Heat with the first-round pick.
Wow.
Yeah, so anyway.
That went well.
Cheapskis.
I mean, if they have problems with... question.
Damaged goods.
Let me just throw this out there. If they have problems with the Zion drama... How you think they feeling about what's going on with Scary Terry?
Well, it's an expiring contract. Like, I think that they're going to look, we clear the books. They're going to tank anyway next year. They're not going to be any good.
Didn't they get rid of...
Talk to the mic, dude.
Huh?
Mike.
Didn't they get rid of Ingram?
They did get rid of Ingram. Mm-hmm. He went to Toronto.
Wow. Ingram is in Toronto.
He didn't play for them this year. He just...
Because he was hurt, right? He gets hurt a lot.
People thought, wink, they're trying to tank too.
He gets hurt a lot.
He does.
I mean, you know why? Because he's built like the pole that's holding our lights up.
Like a tripod? Mm.
Yes. No, a tripod might be thicker. Dude, he's a thin dude.
All right, so you're down on, you don't think like, because, you know, fresh start in a new city.
Stop it with that!
What do you mean, dude?
It is what it is! Sometimes you got to look at, like, you and Chris Greer should go have dinner together.
What do you mean?
Because the same crap that he says about hurt guys coming here, you say it at guys with baggage. And you say it all the time. No. I'm not dealing with that. I'm not signing any guy who is a threat or who has been injured. Okay. First of all. And I don't want a guy that has a whole bunch of baggage. Because that also. Now, I will say this. The Zion thing, that's not his baggage. He's gotten into some sketchy relationships.
Yeah.
But he ain't the one doing the dirt. Sometimes you get in a relationship with crazy people. Can't do nothing about that. That ain't you. So what? You might need a little extra protection.
Fresh start. New city.
Dude.
It's far away
from there. Can I just say this?
Look, task at hand.
Hold on. You understand that bringing Zion to Miami is the equivalent to bringing 7 boxes of Krispy Kreme to Weight Watchers.
What are you trying to say, Leroy?
I ain't trying to say nothing. I'm saying down here in beautiful Miami.
He's basically saying it's like throwing chum to a bunch of great whites.
Yes! I mean, see, you live here.
If somebody's privy to Ashtron.
You live here. But when I first moved here, I'm like, goodness!
You just think there's too many cheeks for him here.
They don't have this in Cleveland. That was my first thought. Like, wow. Like, I went to the beach. I don't even like the beach. But I tell you what, Ashtron had me liking the beach. I ain't gonna lie. Because I ain't never seen bathing suits with that little material till I got down here. They don't have that in Cleveland.
They don't have that beach in New
Michigan,
Orleans?
Michigan, New Orleans, no. But here, with all the Latin, they thong is normal. Now, you think you bring Zion? Where's he from?
Where is Zion from? South Carolina?
I think he's from one of the Carolinas, right?
North Carolina.
North Carolina? Where he went to college? Where he got drafted by? He come down here, his mind is getting blown.
Okay, but you also, you know, maybe he's like, oh, I'm going to hang around like Bam Adebayo and Asia Wilson. Oh, they look like a nice couple. They settled down, you know?
Dude. Bam's always been that guy, though. So, Zion would have to come here and
guess. You don't think Bam had an Ashtron phase?
No.
I don't think so.
Not that we heard of.
Not that we've heard of.
Yeah. Right. That's the whole point.
Too mature.
So.
Respects women.
I don't know. Like,
Bam's on Tinder. He goes, Slate doesn't even have any MVPs. Swiped.
Yeah, right?
So, why do you think.
That's great.
With all the issues that you've heard of Zion, you know, stalking and all that, why do you think that situation gets better in Miami?
Accountability. You know, he's going to need a I think in New Orleans, who's really watching him? You know, they just kind of enable it. Down here, different. There's certain guys that hasn't worked out. Beasley, Whiteside.
Gerald Green.
Oh, yeah, the Flocka.
Not good.
Mario Chalmers was there to save him, though, I think.
Thank God.
Was it Mario Chalmers that?
He was there. I don't know what he was there. Take a break. Play a little Goosies. No Goosies next.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Oh, look at old-ass Rob Brantley with a base hit. Good for him.
You were shaming him a second ago saying he was too old.
He is too old. So I'm not sticking around. Look, he's got a job. He wants to stick in professional baseball and keep catching. Good for him. That's a grind, though, dude. Could you imagine having to be a catcher for the Jumbo Shrimp for half your season? Jeez. And you're 35?
That's the thing I hated about baseball. Like, I love playing baseball. But the thing I hate about it is you could be in the minors forever.
Yep. Definitely could be. Marlins right now down. Is it back-to-back hits? Xavier Edwards? Xavier Edwards, he's been cooking again. I will say the Luis Arraez trade – suck trading him, but Edwards has really picked up. He's basically been the same guy.
Oh, nice. And Arraez kind of, if I'm not mistaken, kind of dipped down after trading him.
But keep an eye open, Xavier, because let me tell you something, dude. You don't get that launch angle, the nerds will trade you too.
Oh! Launch angle?
Yeah. What do we got today for Goosies? No Goosies, Frog Boy.
Oh, let's get to
Connor
right.
Obi, by the way, with a chance to put the fish on top here. Connor. That would be a hell of a return.
That would be Goosies.
That would be Goosies.
That would be indeed. Now, let us determine if you feel the same way about this clip from Bam Adebayo as he discusses Tyler Hero following his heroics against the Bulls.
It's not just this season, man. Like I've been saying this all year. You know, it's good for him to have these type of moments because in the past years, he's been injured. People have been throwing his name in the mud. And to him, for him to have a year like this, you know, I got the utmost respect for the kid. You know, he's doing his thing. He's out there playing basketball free and putting the ball in the basket.
Guys were drafted 2 years
apart. Wait! Kid! Y'all the same age!
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, kid.
Like, just because you're the captain and you've been around for a while, you can't be calling other people kid. I mean, like, this way, like, Bam in his 17th year.
Bam really does. Like, he carries himself like he's 34 right. years old.
Right. He really does, right?
Like, yeah, you know, he's coming around, this young fella.
This young fella. Young. Hey, we need to get our young fella. And I'm like, wow, Bam. Well,
Norby! Come on, dude.
Come on, Norby.
That's Goosey's, though. I like it. Oh. He's right. He has defended Tyler all year, and it is good for him. I think it's good for both of them. After all the Jimmy drama they had to get through, it does feel like
Goosey's.
And it took a 10-game losing streak, but it does feel more settled in. And that net rating.
Mm. Woo. Leroy?
I definitely got the Goosey's. I think, you know.
Goosey's.
I don't know. Is Bam what, 26?
27. Tyler's 25. Very crazy.
That sounds, it's crazy, right?
You know, this kid, he's got something to him.
But what he's saying is true, because I believe that as Tyler goes on, he gets more comfortable in these situations and knows what he has to do. He's gotten better and better at it. You know, besides the ill-advised three that everybody says, I didn't have a problem with it, but.
You think like Bam and Kevin Love are sitting together, and he goes to Kevin, he goes, these kids, you know, Kev? He goes, you're 10 years younger than me.
Right.
J-Fig, Goosey's? No Goosey's?
Wait, Jovic calls where his rook.
That's funny. That's funny.
That is funny.
Wait, isn't where older than.
I think a year apart or less than a year apart.
Oh my goodness!
Javik, Goosey's? No Goosey's?
I've got Goosey's.
Yeah, Goosey's.
What about you, Tyler Flyler Hero? Damn it, messed it up. Minus one. I apologize.
That's fair.
No. Minus one.
False start.
What say you, Froggy? You got the Goosey's?
Big word for me, dog.
I messed up. I'm sorry, Tyler.
I will give Goosey's, of course. Goosey's. Proud of our boy. Out of them.
What's number two?
Number two on the docket today.
No, you're right.
Kind of.
What's wrong, man?
I think I got something going on with me. You know, my nose has been running.
What's
been
wrong, man?
Ka-chucking all night. You know, because.
You should probably get that checked out. What do you think you got?
I think I got cat fever! The Panthers versus Lightning. It's back, baby.
Goosey's galore.
Goosey's
galore. You have a true rivalry. You know how they always say it's not a rivalry until both teams win. Now both teams have won.
Yeah.
Both teams have cups. Both teams in the same state.
I like this.
There's genuine venom that goes back both sides. You got a goaltender rivalry with Vasilevskiy and Bobrovsky. Kucherov. And Barkov, and we're getting Tkachuk back, and he stirs the pot. Goosey's on top of Goosey's.
Goosey's.
Perfect
galore.
First round series. Leroy?
Yes. I am excited about this.
Goosey's.
I think of anybody who understands this is him and these two teams. I don't think anybody else in the country gets it. How they've been going back at it for the last few years. So, yeah, I got the Goosey's. I can't wait.
J-Fig?
I'm ready. Let's go. Yeah.
Goosey's!
Cabrera
leading off. And their fan for assaulting Victor Erat.
Yeah. I'll never forget that. Yeah.
True bastards.
That's right.
Marcos?
And you know what? You just reminded me again, Leroy. Now I'm even more fired up. Definitely got the Goosey's.
Goosey's.
Protect the rat at all costs.
Protect the rat.
What's number three, Marcos?
Number three on the list, lady and gentlemen, is Browns GM Andrew Berry saying Travis Hunter can be football's Shohei Ohtani.
Really?
That's right.
No, he can't.
What do you mean, no, he can't?
Because he would have to be a quarterback.
Really? You don't think he can't just play both ways? That doesn't Otani you?
But keep in mind, Shohei Otani plays the most important position on both sides of the plate.
But outside of
he
quarterback.
Just, the comment was he could be Shohei Otani. I said, no, he can't.
John Harbaugh says he can't. He says it's too much.
He could be Dion.
Mm.
He could be, who else? Woodson?
Oh.
So a sprinkling you're talking about.
I'm saying.
I think Travis Hunter wants to play every play.
He can play both sides of the ball.
Can he play all
games? He can't be Shohei because Shohei plays the most important positions on both sides.
So no
goosies. So a pitcher. If he played quarterback.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
What?
Okay?
Yes.
When he gets drafted to the Browns, you're not allowed to call him football Otani.
Okay. I'm not going to.
We'll see.
I told you what I thought.
Couple Jay Crawford hits, you'll be calling him football Otani.
I told you. Do you not understand? Did you not hear what I just said?
What?
Shohei Otani, that guy, right, is a pitcher and a home run champ.
Understood. You can't do that.
He would be the equivalent to being a center fielder and a leadoff hitter.
So Juan Pierre? You're calling him Juan Pierre?
Huh?
You're calling him Juan Pierre?
And I mean, I would say, yeah. Well, no. I would also say, right, yeah. Like, that's Shohei is a pitcher.
I think you're selling it short.
I'm not selling it short.
There are skeptical people who say you can't
do it. There's only a handful of people in my lifetime that I've seen do this. Most of them have done it sparingly.
Mm-hmm.
The last guy to do it in college was Gordy Logbaum. Look it up. He was a Heisman Trophy finalist.
Mm.
So I've seen this before. But to compare him with Shohei Ohtani, who is, didn't he win the Cy Young as a pitcher?
Gordy Logbaum. I'm doing one thing at a time here, dude.
Can't look it up too quickly.
Hmm.
Went to Holy Cross.
Intangible.
Running back and safety.
Yeah, went to Holy Cross, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was a Heisman finalist.
Fifth in Heisman Trophy voting in 86, third in 87.
Yeah.
Okay.
There, that's it.
So he has to be a running back?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying being a wide receiver and a cornerback. Okay. First of all, I'm not taking away from him, but it's cheating.
Teams
because you're playing the both two positions that combat each other, so you got tricks on both sides.
So he didn't even make the NFL. He got cut by both teams.
I know.
Travis Hunter's not going to get cut.
No, he's not. He's going to be a top five pick. But here's the deal. Shohei is a pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
A good pitcher. An all-star pitcher. And he led the league and won the MVP without pitching.
What if
can't compare anything
to that.
Hold on.
What if he leads the league in touchdowns and picks?
Holla at me.
What do you mean holla at you?
Because then I have to reconsider.
Fine.
Facts have changed at that
point. Have changed.
But I'm telling you, dude.
he just said holla.
Do you realize that nobody's done it?
I know. And people are skeptical. Like Harbaugh's telling me, he's like, it's too much. You can't be that in tune with offense and defense anymore.
Right.
We'll see.
I would say this.
Seems like a little pot shot at a division rival.
I would say this. You learn the offense. You can lock him up on somebody on defense. So all that nonsense that Harbaugh's talking, you can work around it based on how you run your defense.
I think it's right.
So if he could be here, he could be Jalen Ramsey and Waddle.
Yeah. What if he does that? I mean? That's not Otani?
Huh?
That's pretty good.
No.
I think that's Otani.
If he was Otani...
You're making him be Tua and Ramsey?
Jalen Ramsey and Tua.
That's ridiculous. That's too much.
Okay, but okay.
That's better than Otani.
Okay, no, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Ooh.
Dude.
Quarterback's harder than pitcher.
Hold on.
I'll tell you why.
Did he win the Cy Young?
Yes, but I'll tell you why.
The best pitcher.
I'll tell you why, though.
Why?
One, no one's trying to kill the pitcher. No one. You're trying to hit the pitcher. No one's running after the pitcher. Except last night.
That's baseball.
Andrew McCutchen last night going after that guy for headhunting.
But that's baseball.
I understand. That's what I'm saying, though. You gotta morph the argument a little bit. You're not being fair.
Yeah, but guess what?
Got to be fair, Leroy.
If you go after the pitcher, the catcher's going to come after you like the offensive line. You got protection.
All right, I'm fine. No gooses. You ruined it for me.
Wow. Hope you're happy.
No, it's no gooses.
No gooses.
I have a question. Why do we have to agree with everything? And if you don't agree with it, it means you're a hater.
I didn't say you were a hater. I just said you ruined the gooses. J-Fig, do you have the gooses?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you don't. Thanks. You ruined it. He's not Otani. All right. Marcos, you have the gooses?
Jack and the Beanstalk over here.
Right. I think you guys are like.
You said you'd only consider it if he leads the league in picks and touchdowns.
Consider it. Back that ain't going to happen.
No gooses.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.